It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now to the USDA targeting fraud and bringing more oversight to the organic food industry. The Agriculture Department strengthened its rules and is stepping up enforcement to help make sure products labeled organic are truly organic. Call in with your questions, your comments about the new USDA regulations that go into effect next month, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Adam Wortheson is Director of Government and Industry Affairs for Organic Valley, a national cooperative of 1,800 family farmers based in Lafarge, Wisconsin. Adam, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Glad to join you this morning.
So these changes the USDA made are meant to close loopholes that allowed non-organic ingredients to get by, to get organic labeling. What are these loopholes?
Well, Kate, you know, the organic industry, we've seen a lot of growth over the last 20 years, and it's increasingly become a global industry. And so when it's grown to, you know, from a few million dollars in sales at the beginning of the organic sector to now $63 billion, you've seen attempts by some actors in the space to try to, you know, penetrate that marketplace. And what you said earlier about trust being the fundamental important piece within organic is really important. So when consumers see that USDA organic seal, we need them to believe and know that it's real and organic means something. And it does. And that's what's really important. So the body of work that happened at USDA and the rule that was released called Strengthening Organic Enforcement really looked at kind of three areas of improvement. And that's what this rule does. It improves the existing regulations that are already on the books. And one of the things it does, it says those that previously weren't certified and handled product, especially from international sources, will now have to be certified. And people might wonder, well, why is that important? And the reason that's important is because if you're a certified handler or operations and you violate those rules, then you're subject to the criminal penalties and noncompliance and fines that are associated with, you know, violating the law. So that is a really important provision to put in place. Secondly, any product that comes into the United States now will have to have an import certificate, really important set of records that demonstrate where that product came from and its origins. And then the third piece that the new rule does that I think is really important is it strengthens USDA's ability to oversee and enforce, you know, the trade rules that are in place. So if you think about who is going to be impacted by this rule, it's really handlers in large part that weren't previously certified. And then it's also the certification world. And in organic, we have about 80 certifiers that are making sure those products that are, you know, labeled as organic are really organic.
Mm-hmm. Something that jumped out to me is these certifiers doing unannounced inspections, you know, that would require them to do these unannounced inspections for a minimum of 5% of the operations they certify annually. What impact would surprise inspections have on organic producers?
Well, I mean, I think it keeps people honest. You know, if you're going to have an inspector come in and visit you and you're not entirely ready for it, you can't cook or change the books before they show up. You're going to be reviewed right there on the spot. And, you know, that's going to give us a little bit of better insight on if anyone's sort of playing outside of the rules. So they currently do that in most cases. Most certifiers already have that domestically put in place. And actually the Department of Agriculture has a dairy compliance project where they're doing that actually themselves on some dairy farms and with some certifiers. So I think it's good practice. I would probably have to admit, I don't know that any farmer or any individual really likes that sort of unannounced inspection, but it does keep you really honest. in terms of being organic. And my experience, you know, with the farmers that we work with, they are very honest, and they are, you know, following those standards, and they are creating a product that, you know, does mean something in being certified organic, and they want to make sure that consumers are able to buy something that is real and means exactly what they are doing on the farm. So it levels that playing field among producers, as well as it conveys that element of trust to the ultimate purchaser of an organic gallon of milk or an organic granola bar or whatever it be at the retail level.
Does Organic Valley and the farmers you work with, the producers you work with, support these changes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we see the organic industry growing. We know it's global and it's context, and you know, we want to make sure that everyone's playing by the same set of rules and that there is a strong enforcement mechanism. It's weird, you know, when organics was created in the 1990 Farm Bill, and then the new rules came out in 2000, and we've been updating them ever since. You know, part of the reason that came about was because we had a lot of different regulations in different states and different certifiers interpreting things in different ways. And so codifying that into one standard that, you know, facilitates commerce seems to be really important to our farmer members as well as consumers that are buying products.
But will stronger enforcement rules and meeting these new standards mean added costs for Wisconsin organic farmers?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the onus falls heavily on the accredited certifiers. That's probably who's going to have to carry the biggest burden here, because there'll be additional records they'll be holding and additional entities that they'll be certifying. For our farmer membership, one of the things the rule does is it demands every certified operation has a fraud prevention plan. So there will be some additional work to create that. But overall, I don't really see for the farm side a really big sort of burden that they carry. In most part, I think it's important because what our farmers want to make sure is that anybody can join the organic marketplace, but let's just make sure we're all joining it and competing at sort of the same understanding of the regulations. If you think about organic, it's kind of a unique in that farmers come to it voluntarily to decide they want to be an organic producer. Businesses come to it voluntarily to decide they want to try to engage in organic commerce. And consumers come to it voluntarily to decide this is the type of products they want for their families. So that's a unique regulatory sort of structure that is built on a voluntary body of participation.
And it goes back to what you said at the beginning about there is lots of trust in that model. Adam Wortheson is Government and Industry Affairs Director at Organic Valley, the farmer-owned cooperative based in Wisconsin. Join in by calling with your questions about the new USDA requirements for foods labeled as organic. Share your thoughts as a consumer, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore new regulations on foods that are labeled as organic, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new effort to crack down on fraud, protect the integrity of products that are considered free of pesticides and other contaminants. Join in with your questions, your comments about certified organic products, 800-642-1234. We have Adam Wortheson, who's Government and Industry Affairs Director at the farmer-owned cooperative Organic Valley. Adam, foods like eggs and milk, they've been hit particularly hard by inflation. I mean, we see this at the grocery store. What effect is rising costs having on the sale of organic food and organic items, which tend to cost more than others?
Yeah, you're right in that acknowledgement. Organic foods do have a premium on them because, you know, it takes a little bit more work for a farmer to create that value-added good. And in the marketplace, especially with inflation, you know, there's less sort of ability to increase prices at the retail level. We've seen a lot of challenges, especially in organic, that's, you know, inflation influence, but on top of inflation, at least within like dairy and eggs, which are needing feedstuffs to feed those animals to create those commodities, feed costs have just gone through the roof. And those feed costs have to do with a couple of global supply chain shocks. So one of them that has really impacted organic farmers has been, ironically, the Russia-Ukraine war. And then secondly, there's been anti-dumping tariffs put in place from product coming in from India. And it's kind of weird to think, well, what would those two countries have to do with the U.S. grain market? Well, right now, the reality is we do not have enough domestic organic acres and domestic organic grain production to service the livestock industry. You know, many of our farmers, like, they're somewhat feed self-sufficient, but some of them are buying some soybeans or corn. And if you are buying soybeans or corn, there may be international supplies of that. And those two places, that Ukraine war and also that Indian trade dispute, have just meant we've seen prices increase 30% in 2021 and then another 30% in 2022. So farmers are really struggling to deal with that massive price increase.
And something I learned, it's difficult to tell the difference between organic and non-organic grain, for instance. And I'm just wondering if you inject a lot of non-organic grain into the organic food system and into feed and into the economy, what does that do to other farmers?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, that's a violation of the law, you know, to put non-organic grains into and pretend it's organic is, you can't do that. And this new strengthening organic enforcement is going to mean it's going to be harder to cheat, and cheaters are going to get caught. So, you know, those that are honest brokers, you know, we're going to be challenged to find more product. And there is some initiatives underway at the Department of Agriculture to try to bolster organic production and organic acres in the U.S. But what that would do, I mean, it undermines that fundamental trust, you know, concept that we spoke about earlier, that is between consumers and organic farmers. So that's really you know, something that we can't abide by, and why we're supporting the strengthening organic enforcement, as well as trying to figure out how do we provide more opportunities for farmers who want to grow organic grains or want to get to that place, even if they have an existing operation that might be conventional, but maybe they want to do part of it organic. So we're really interested in trying to facilitate that growth so we have more domestic supply.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the USDA's new regulations for being certified organic. We have Adam Wortheson, who is Director of Government and Industry Affairs for Wisconsin-based Organic Valley. Call in to join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Adam, I want to turn to labeling for a moment. And what should consumers know about the labeling changes when they're at the grocery store?
Well, I mean, I work for an organic food company, and you know what I believe and I see as the most powerful seal that sits on a product is the USDA organic seal. That means that the integrity behind that was it was based in a law. There is a set of, you know, like I said, 80 certifiers around the world that are checking on every one of those operations that are providing that product. You know, there's about 44,000 certified operations around the world, and we have about 17,000 organic farmers in the U.S. So to me, that's kind of the top of the pyramid in terms of integrity behind a label on a product in the grocery store. Clearly, there are all kinds of other options that people really just need to investigate on, in what does it bring you, and for farmers, what is the value that it brings you in terms of the premiums it provides if you're going to grow for that type of label or that type of claim.
Let's bring in Terry in Nakusa. Terry, hi.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Interestingly, I think your guest just touched on the answer to my question a little bit. When he's talking about creating a level playing field so that everyone that gets the certified stamp of the USDA, I'm curious how they enforce that outside of the United States. Are they actually doing random calls on farmers and businesses that are bringing things into the United States claiming to be organic. How can they implement and enforce the rules and regulations outside the U.S.?
Terry, thank you. I want to give this back to Adam here on inspections of organic imports.
Yeah, you bet, Terry. That's a good question. You know, anything that's gets that USDA seal has to meet the National Organics Program standards. And those operations that are either bringing in product or they're making it, you know, in another country, they must be certified and they must meet all those regulations. So, you know, that chain of competence extends all the way back to where it's grown on the farm, to where it's processed at, you know, the mill or creamery, all the way to that grocery store. And that strengthening organic enforcement, you know, we did have some challenges in the early, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and even more recently, where, especially in the grain market, we had some approaches that were trying to sort of facilitate fraudulent grain. And, you know, now this rule, and I think even before this rule, there's greater oversight and sort of scrutiny of anybody that pretends to say that that's organic barge or ship that's coming over here. And you got to have an import certificate now that's associated with that to ensure that we can follow back all the way to that field that that grain was grown on.
Adam, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm really glad to join in. Have a good morning.
You too. Adam Wortheson is Director of Government and Industry Affairs for Organic Valley. It's a national cooperative of 1,800 family farmers based in Lafarge, Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.